Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
Clergy urges churches to establish servants and internal lending communities. Maintain ZESCO tariffs indicate household stability, energy analyst. And dozens missing after boat carrying over 200 migrants capsized. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. United Church of Zambia UCZ Lusaka Presbytery Bishop Rev. Lodwell Siame has encouraged the church to initiate programs aimed at improving the financial stability and literacy of its members in the new year. His call comes after a savings group promoter in Kabalenge Ward of Mwasabombwe District urged community members to join savings and internal lending communities as a way of expanding their businesses and improving livelihoods. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Bishop Siame said such initiatives offer significant financial, social and economic benefits, especially for individuals and communities with limited access to formal financial services. The church must use its influence to establish these initiatives for its members. As a trusted institution, the church can play a key role in improving the welfare of its members on a large scale, said Bishop Siame. He emphasized that the success of the savings and internal lending community groups depends on members repaying borrowed funds on time and with agreed interest. Bishop Siame further urged church members to uphold integrity in all financial transactions and called on church leaders to prioritize educating members on entrepreneurship and financial independence by providing practical ways to achieve these goals.
At the moment, even if we call for our people to work hard, engage in business or in any economic activities, sometimes what hampers that kind of initiative is that if we have organizations that are willing to help our people from where they can start up for them to grow their businesses and the economic activity, it's very commendable. The church needs to encourage such kind of initiative. And better still, the church also needs to join the same crusade.
The Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development has trained artisanal and small-scale miners from more than 1,000 cooperatives through three phases of its intensive national capacity building program conducted in the last quarter of 2025. Each phase delivered a comprehensive 21-day curriculum with sessions held in Mufumbwe, Kasempa, Solwezi and Mpika districts. Ministry's Principal Public Relations Officer, Shamwinda Tembo, highlighted that the initiative was designed to strengthen responsible mining practices and ensure regulatory compliance across the sector. Mr. Tembo noted that upon completion of the training, all participating cooperatives were formally issued artisanal mining licenses, marking a significant step towards the full legalization and formalization of artisanal and small-scale mining activities. The program provided essential knowledge on the mining sector's role in advancing national values and principles, pathways to accessing finance and markets, distinctions between mining and non-mining, among others, said Mr. Tembo, in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Tembo disclosed that throughout the program, emphasis was placed on productivity, safety, environmental stewardship, and fostering positive community relations. He emphasized the ministry's commitment to expanding the 21-day training and licensing initiative nationwide in 2026.
The intensive 21-day program was delivered in Mufumbwe, Kasempa, Solwezi, and Mpika, equipping miners with practical skills in safe pit design, mineral identification, ore extraction, and compliance with safety and environmental standards. In addition to hands-on training, participants learned about accessing finance and markets, understanding mining rights, and fostering positive community relations.
Energy analyst Leonard Sepe says the maintained ZESCO distribution and system charge tariff signals stability for households in 2026. The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, recently announced that ZESCO's distribution tariffs will remain at 6 United States cents per kilowatt hour, equivalent to 1.35 kilowatt hour, while system charge tariffs will not exceed 3 United States cents, translating to 0.66 kilowatt hour. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Sepe described the tariff stability as a positive development, noting that it helps prevent sudden increases in electricity bills. This move avoids hidden cost escalations and has positive effects on both domestic consumers and industrial workers, said Mr. Sepe. Mr. Sepe said predictable tariffs allow households to plan their finances better, easing concerns over rising electricity costs in 2026. He further explained that maintaining tariffs is especially beneficial for low and middle income households, which are more vulnerable to price fluctuations. Mr. Sepe also emphasized that the ERB's decision promotes cost stability, planning and competitiveness, enabling businesses, including small and medium enterprises, SMEs, to manage expenses effectively, noting that the stable tariff environment also helps attract investment.
Or rather 0.66 per kilowatt. This is the fee ZESCO charges for using its distribution network. And by capping it, ERB is limiting how much ZESCO can pass on to consumers for infrastructure and system usage.
Chilanga District has recorded two cholera cases. Chilanga Town Council Chairperson Champion Tembo disclosed that the cases were detected at Chilanga Urban Clinic in December 2025, with both patients now discharged. Mr. Tembo stated the district's vulnerability to waterborne diseases due to poor water supply in areas like Namalombwe, Kalundu, Mount Makulu, Linda Township and parts of Chilanga Ward. The Ministry of Health and Chilanga Town Council are on high alert to prevent escalation, with community sensitization campaigns set to begin soon. Mr. Tembo disclosed this during a media briefing at the council chambers, where he also announced that the local authority has donated 380 by 25 kg bags of mealie-meal, valued at 76,000 kwacha, along with beef to vulnerable groups, including the persons with disabilities and the aged across the 12 wards. In African news, dozens of people are missing after a boat carrying more than 200 migrants on their way to Europe capsized off the coast of the Gambia on New Year's Eve, the nation's leader said late on Friday. At least 102 survivors have been rescued and 7 bodies recovered from the boat that capsized in northwest Gambia's North Bank region, Gambian President Adama Barrow said in a state broadcast. Some of the survivors were undergoing urgent medical care, he added. The emergency services were joined by local fishermen and other volunteers in searching for the victims days after Wednesday's incident near the village of Jinak, he said. Coming up shortly, fear and uncertainty sweep Venezuela after U.S. operation targets President Maduro. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Met Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Fear and uncertainty are spreading across Venezuela following what U.S. officials describe as a dramatic American military operation targeting President Nicolas Maduro. In a surprise strike early on Saturday, U.S. forces launched what Washington called a large-scale assault, with officials saying Maduro was seized during the operation and flown out of the country. U.S. President Donald Trump announced the move on social media hours later, saying the action followed months of escalating pressure on Maduro's government. Many rushed to shops to buy food and basic supplies, fearing shortages and further instability as rumors and uncertainty spread. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. United Church of Zambia UCZ Lusaka Presbytery Bishop Rev. Lordwell Siame has encouraged the church to